Happy April Fool's Day, playful humans. I have a special guest podcast today. I have recruited some fools to make your day just a little bit better. Enjoy.
This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to another great show, a cavalcade of comedy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to bring the ladies into this. A young lady that first came out from Boston to Laughs Unlimited was one of the first clubs she ever worked. She was also the only act I allowed to work multiple weeks at my club is so she could work out her material and kind of find her comedic voice. She went on to fame and fortune. She has a very popular podcast now, done a lot of television. But let's hear some comedy from 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, a young and unique Paula Poundstone.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I was able to nail down the Comedy Oasis job. I'm able to go to Winnipeg and Sacramento. I'm feeling pretty good about it. The Tonight Show's nothing when you compare it to Sacramento. Unlimited laughs, you guys. What more could you ask for? Jay loves the road. I like it, okay? It gets a little depressing, though, sometimes. I was in Cleveland a couple weeks ago. I ran into Chevette and tried to drive into a tree and kill myself. Only, as it turns out, you can't get up enough speed to do that in a Chevette. You know what you can do? You can knock the Kleenex box off the dashboard. Which certainly vents a good deal of feeling. Are there a lot of tourists here? And then the locals are going to get their butts kicked in the playoff game, I think. I'm trying to think if I've done anything summery or vacation-y. I don't really too much. I'm always edgy in the summer because my parents recently bought a Winnebago. Which means they could pull up in front of my house any day now and just live there. I'll tell you what, they're not plugging anything in. They're not getting any water. They should have thought of that a long time ago. When I was a little kid and my mom would get mad at me, she'd say, "Your butt is my meat." I always wondered, what wine goes with that? I don't know if it messed me up or not, but I talk to a shrink pretty much every day now. I said, you know, the thing about seeing a shrink is you really can't pay someone to take an interest. You know what I mean? There's nothing worse than realizing that piece of paper your shrink is writing on is a crossword puzzle. It was a dead giveaway. I told her something about my mom. She said, mm-hmm. And who played 99 on Get Smart? I said, well, Barbara Feldon, why? Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about that? It's like, guess I'm kind of mad. I always wanted Karen Valentine to have that role. As it turns out, a lot of my sexual problems has to do with casting in sitcoms in the early 70s. I would like to do a remake of that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, where in the beginning of the film, I jump off the bridge and the angel rescues me and shows me what life would have been like without me. Only it turns out it really would have been a whole lot better. And the angel is forced to apologize. It's right, I think it was last month's Life magazine, they were talking about old movies. They said The Wizard of Oz was reviewed badly when it first came out. Did you read this? Yeah, they said it was stupid and unimaginative. What if it turns out Rambo 3 was really good? And they show it every Easter. Understand that you guys liked the Batman movie. I'm not gonna see it. I figure I've seen it frame by frame in t-shirts that have walked by me at this point. Enough with the Batman movie. I liked the television show when it was out, you know. Though, you know why I think the criminals always got caught on that show? It's because they wore their names on their outfits. The Riddler wore a green leotard with question marks on it. Exactly how hard is that going to be to identify? Why, yes, officer, I believe that's him. Unless, of course, the Ice Capades has a punctuation theme this year.
I got to tell you, nobody does comedy like Paula. She is one of a kind. Well, we hope you're enjoying this. We have one last little bit of comedy for the Cavalcade of Comedy. This high energy act, you've seen him on television. He was a huge success in the late 80s. In fact, this is from 1989. He went on to some movie and television success in the 90s. But let's hear some great stand-up comedy, a short, exciting set by Bobcat Goldthwait.
I don't know a fucking thing about politics, and I'm not going to pretend I even know anything about politics. Heaven forbid, I'm not as smart as our president, you know, and all that, but, I don't want to be rude, but, like, weren't the Iranians the bad guys a little while ago? I guess somewhere in our government they said, let's see, like, who's the most crazy fucks we can give guns to? Manson's in jail. So, I don't know. Spit it out! I'm so confused on what's going on. Like, there was all these guns, there was money. We had Israelis. We gave Israelis sold arms to the Iranians, right? And I'm not trying to be a racist, but apparently there's like some kind of profit made by the Israelis, and that sounds pretty odd to me.
That was Bobcat Goldthwait doing a little political humor back in 1989. Well, hey, we hope you enjoyed this little time travel cavalcade of comedy, 1990, Paula Poundstone, and you just heard from 1989, Bobcat Goldthwait. We want to thank you for joining us for today's show. Stay tuned next Sunday, another great one. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand-Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.